you can sense the way that St. Matthew organizes his material, this growing estrangement, these attacks on Jesus, and where they finally lead. Think of this. This is the Son of God stopping to argue, to discuss, to justify his actions to these people who are not only his creatures, but also his enemies. Think of that. Think of the love, of the mercy, to speak like this and to illustrate what is meant. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. Now here's a quiz. We had this same phrase from Hosea 6:6 a few weeks ago, right? I don't see that gleam of recognition in your eyes. Well, then I better not go on with the next question. What was the occasion for the last time? It was when Jesus was eating in Matthew's house with tax collectors and sinners. And the Pharisees took offense at that. And then we looked at this word, mercy, hesed, and tried to figure out what our Lord is getting at. You see, he's not saying that all that God had done for his people is eliminated. He's saying something much deeper. And I think we can see in Jesus' own way of responding to the Pharisees some of that. Hesed means loyalty, but a deep, enthusiastic loyalty. In Isaiah, you know, we have this text, you know, all the flesh is grass and so forth, the flower buds and then disappears. And it says in there, the flower buds and its beauty. Well, the word there for beauty is hesed. The flower is enthusiastically faithful to what God made it to do, to be beautiful. That's just hesed. It's important to see how, you know, these things. So, to me, hesed means, therefore, to be loyal to God in a deep, enthusiastic way. And to be loyal to each other in a deep and enthusiastic way. And from that, to have wisdom, to know how to act. And so they're hungry, and it's already prescribed, you see, that if you're cutting through a neighbor's field, there's paths through the fields, because there's no roads, there's no buses, you know, there's no cell phones, remember? And so they're cutting through this field, and already is a prescribed. The things you can reach as you, well, you can eat, eat the raw grain, that's already prescribed. Ah, but it's the Sabbath. So our Lord gives them two examples. Do you know what David did this time when he went into the house there and took the showbreads? And gave, you know, have you anything to eat? He's fleeing with his men from Saul. And have you anything to eat here? No. Except these showbreads. Well, let me have those. Not the ones that are there in front of the shrine, or but the ones that were just removed every day. They put bread there and then took it away for the 12 tribes of Israel. Because my hungry men fleeing for their life are more important than the regulation that, you see, once it's holy bread, we shouldn't eat it. Only thing the man there said was, have you been with women? And no. Okay, then eat it. Or the next one, the priests, I mean, they're going to be doing all sorts of things on the Shabbat that nobody's allowed to do, because, you know, Shabbat means you don't do anything new. You don't imitate God. One rabbi put it, if you want to spend the whole day pushing the dining room table from one end of the room to the other, go right ahead. You see, there's nothing new in that. But light a fire? No, it's new. See? So you don't do anything new. You don't imitate God's creation, because God rested from creation on that day. You see, it's just a symbolic way. So Jesus stops and argues from this text, and then, but the priests, they sacrifice animals, they do all sorts of things on Shabbat that nobody else can do, because it's more important. And so you see, hesed means having such a loyalty to one another that we understand how to keep God's law. It's not saying it doesn't matter. I'm the smartest God. I can figure out what to do now. No. It's not like that at all. In fact, the only wisdom that will get you through life is hesed, mercy. This kind of loyalty and mercy is the only way you're going to have enough brains to know what to do. You see, if you're prejudiced or angry or judgmental, or, and I don't see that around here a lot, fanatically devoted to the law, your mind is blind. And you're going to find your security in what you're doing, not in God's hesed. Over and over again, we have this phrase, it's one of those, Hodohu l'Adonai ki tov, ki l'olam chasdo. Give thanks, confess, praise, however you want to translate that Hodohu, to God, because He's good. Because His hesed endures forever. Over and over and over again we have that phrase. His hesed endures forever. And we're supposed to imitate God. And restrain all those movements of anger and judgmentalness. And if the brother or sister is really doing something wrong, then out of love, go help them. I'd recommend to all of you a marvelous example of this purity of heart. There's this woman, Immaculée. I think most of you may have heard of her. You know, she's Rwandan, and she was a Tutsi, and the Hutu were. They massacred 1 million people in 3 months, and that was not the efficient German way, putting them all in ovens. This was through machete and spear and gun. 1 million people. So this pastor hid her. She's Catholic. This pastor hid her in a funny little room, bathroom, along with 5 or 6 others, and then later 2 more, in a room that was 3 by 5. And they were in that room for 91 days, eating whenever the pastor could find some food and slip it to them. This woman said, I weighed 115 when I went in there. I was 65 when I came out. And what she learned in there was forgiveness. Her whole family was hacked to death. And this was a deep, powerful, loving, unified African Catholic family. Her father was one of the great. And her mother cared for the poor, taught the poorest of the poor in school. They were massacred. And she describes in this beautiful book called something about Live to Tell. It's easy to find. The inner struggle, the hatred in her heart, the inner struggle, and got to recognize the voice of the devil. And and when she came out of there, she loved everybody, even those who had massacred her family. And she prayed for mercy for them. Now do you see how far hesed can go? She lives over here now. She works for the United Nations. She's married to a lovely man. They have 2 children. And she's going to take, the proceeds of this book and establish places for all the orphans. Can you imagine? 1 million people? How many orphans there are? Hesed. Now, to have that kind of purity of heart and that kind of wisdom, and I wish you could read the book yourself. In fact, she gave a talk about several weeks ago. Out at Notre Dame at a Medjugorje conference, and I'm going to have the CD pretty soon. I'm going to invite you all to the living room to come and watch this thing and see this woman and see if your heart is not changed by seeing this lovely, very attractive woman, who doesn't recount most of the stuff in the book, but just talks about love and forgiveness and the struggle. You see, because we have fears. And fears give rise to hatred. I've seen this in my life, my friends. I lived in Jerusalem 5 years. And there is a weight, a darkness, weighing on you all the time when you're there. All the time. I tried to do God's will. I remember one day I was sitting studying and I needed a book, which was at the other end of the town, the other side of the old city where the White Father, we didn't have this book in our library. And I prayed. It was Friday. It was Riot Friday because of some other things I don't have time to explain right now. So I said to the Lord, I guess I'm supposed to go. It's your will. And I thought he said, yes, go. So I walked down this street, bullets bouncing off the walls, police charging up because the women were up on the top of the, throwing rocks down on the cops, big rocks. So they went up there and got these people, dragged them down by their feet, their head bouncing on the steps. Men were lighting, putting gasoline in rubber tires and lighting it and rolling it down the street. And these bullets, bing, bing, bing. And I said, Lord, I think I'm doing your will. Well, here I am. You see, it's trying to have hesed. Trying. And that's where the wisdom comes from. Because the darkness in our heart comes from the fear that gives rise to hatred. Now, we may not classify what we go through, our little resentments, as hatred, but they're on the way. I can remember I was in the back seat of a car with three other guys. We were going to preach that night, first Catholics ever, in the Presbyterian main hall in Belfast. Well, I'd just come from Jerusalem. I was just finished there. It was 1978. I'm asleep in the back seat. And I started to wake up, and I had this same sense, this weight, this fear, this darkness that you feel all the time in Jerusalem. And then I heard the guy, hey, look at the guns. Man, look at the barbed wire. These guys, look at the tanks. This was new for these guys. You know? And then I said, we're pulling into Belfast. The same demons. The same demons. And they work the same way. Fear and hatred. So you see what we have to get rid of? Fear. And we get rid of fear when we don't mind losing stuff. Reputation, money, position, my ideas. When I don't have that, then I don't have hatred. And that's the key. And it's the key to the spiritual battle. That's why our Lord says here, look, if you men had just a minimum amount of hesed, you'd see that this is perfectly all right. These men are hungry. And this is perfectly all right on the Shabbat. But you don't have enough hesed to have enough insight to know what to do.